Everybody, I'm Beattie Cohn-Rados, and welcome again to the Ask Beattie Show. And if you are one of the people who is needing help getting your feet right on the ground, believe me, you are not alone. This is a crazy time in our life and in society today. I mean, just think of the impact that the coronavirus has had and continues to have on us, on our jobs, on our health, on our social relationships, certainly our mental health, the concerns, am I going to lose my business? Am I going to lose my job? You know, every Monday I see a chiropractor on the Upper East Side in New York City. And every single week, I see more and more businesses that have gone out of business, storefronts that are for rent. I mean, this is a serious time in our history today. People are getting sick, and there was a lot of hope that come the fall, that perhaps there would be a turnaround and that we would be able to just breathe a sigh of relief and say goodbye to the pandemic and to the coronavirus. But certainly, according to experts and according to the daily statistics, that is all wishful thinking. And I'm certainly hoping that all of you are really taking this very seriously around the country and around the world, which means, of course, wearing masks. I know you don't like to wear masks. I hate wearing my mask. I have trouble breathing and I feel dizzy. And yet, what is the alternative? And of course, keeping the social distance. And what's happened, not only is our concern about our jobs and our businesses and our physical health, but 52% of people are now actually working from home. And those of us who are working from home are feeling more and more anxious. We miss the social networking. We miss the getting together with colleagues and meeting for a cup of coffee and taking a walk and not being concerned about whether or not there is a chance, even a small chance, that we are going to be one of the people who is going to be contracting the virus. And look at what has happened in terms of alcohol sales. They have jumped with spirits up 75%. Wine is up 66%. Beer is up 42%. In fact, cannabis reached an all-time high in March, even though medical experts have warned us that marijuana and vaping and tobacco may, in fact, increase the risk of the virus. And now that it's getting a little bit cooler, we have to be so conscious of exercising more, not less, and eating less, not more. And we're concerned. I mean, those of us in the mental health field, we really are concerned about possible long-term effects of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and anxiety. And by the way, if you find yourself judging your emotions or responses, remind yourself that your feelings are normal and justified. And when you start to feel really uptight and anxious, try to think about breathing instead of reaching for your phone or turning on the computer. And I know myself that I find that without the exercise, if I'm starting to feel anxious or uptight or worried, particularly, I haven't seen a live patient since March. And I love the people that I treat. And of course, my entire practice is on Zoom. So I too, like you, you know, sometimes feel anxious, sometimes feel down. And I really count on, of course, I talk to my husband, Jim, a lot if I'm feeling out of sorts. And I have my free weights in my office. And I have to tell you how helpful it is to be able to breathe and to be able to exercise and to be able to move. It certainly doesn't solve all the problems in the world, but it is about all of us really being mindful of doing what is in our best interest. And of course, Gary Null talks about this every single day. And every single week, I want to remind you all to be very, very conscious of being aware of the things that you are doing. Are they constructive to your health, to your physical health, and to your mental health? Or are you on a course and you have to really be honest with yourself? Or are you on a potentially destructive and self-destructive course? And of course, today, if you are, hopefully you're going to be able to make a decision and begin to turn that around. So of course, our diets are important, the plant-based diets, the fruits, the vegetables, and making sure, again, I cannot stress enough, the importance of exercise, of weight training, of yoga, of meditation, of massage, even taking a beautiful, luxurious bubble bath, anything at all that is going to help you relax and feel less anxious and hopefully less stressed in your life. And of course, and I've been talking about this for years on the Ask Beauty Show here on the Progressive Radio Network, the importance of having supportive people in your life and eliminating toxins. And of course, when most people talk about toxins, what do they talk about? They talk about chemicals. Well, when I talk about toxins, I talk about toxic people, and that includes friends and family. So you need to take stock once in a while and make sure that there is zero, yes, zero toxicity in your life. And that doesn't mean just throwing away friends and families, but if you're finding that your friendships and your familial relationships are really getting in the way of your own life, then you need to give yourself permission and extricate yourself from any and all situations that are destructive and are self-destructive as well. And what about music and dancing? In fact, I was saying to Jim last night, we really need to start to dance in the apartment. And I love Broadway music. And it really does help to turn things around and help to improve one's mood. And of course, herbal teas and aromatherapy and essential oils. And I have found since I've been practicing as a psychotherapist and sex therapist now for over 35 years, that one of the greatest things that has helped me during times of stress is really helping others and giving back. Some people really enjoy journaling. If you haven't got somebody that you can talk to today, at least you are able to write down your thoughts. And since most groups and meetings are online right now, perhaps you may want to find a support group, like a 12-step program, whether or not you're dealing with issues like depression or anxiety or substance abuse of various different kinds. The connection, my friends, is what is so very, very important in our lives, particularly during times of stress. And if we're talking about times of stress, we just need to be looking at the television and reading the newspapers, and of course the election is tomorrow, November 2020. And is that ever going to be a memorable day for all of us? In fact, it is probably one of the most important days in America. And my feeling is that this election in particular, it is a referendum. It is a referendum on decency, on morality, and the mental health of Americans. I think it is going to be very, very interesting to see how cognizant during the past 4 years that the majority of Americans have become when it comes to looking at the reality of who President Trump is and who President Trump is not. Because I think the real question is whether we have learned anything at all from 4 years of chaos and failure. And regardless of how you may want to spin it, that is in fact a reality. And I think the question that we all have to ask ourselves is, can we afford 4 more years to have a narcissist? Yes, he is a clinical narcissist in the White House who is arrogant, lacks empathy, has a sense of entitlement, requires excessive admiration, and who is preoccupied with grandiosity. He's not preoccupied with you and me. He is preoccupied with grandiosity, and who can only look at issues and negotiations in terms of how it will affect him, how it will make him feel, how it will make him look. Remember the countries, the trials and tribulations internally and globally will always, and remember this, there are great minds in the mental health field who have written books, who have clarity about who this man is. And this man is pathological. He is dangerous. And remember that the issues of America will always be secondary when you have a true narcissist at the helm. And Donald Trump is a true clinical narcissist. And remember that win-win deals are not the goal of a narcissist. A narcissist, like Trump, is only interested in winning, and we need to believe him because he tells us this all the time. We need to listen to him and believe what he says, because if Americans were educated about Trump's clinical psychopathology, and many people in the mental health field have been trying very, very hard during the past 4 years to educate the public about his clinical psychopathology and the consequences of having someone with his particular clinical disorder in the White House for another 4 more years, it might cause all of us to pause. So hopefully when you go to the ballots tomorrow, if you've already mailed in your ballots, that you at least are going to have clarity about all of this. And yes, the Progressive Radio Network is a very, very progressive network. And many people will feel, well, Joe Biden, he is not progressive enough. But the fact is that we need to do everything that we can possibly do to make sure that Trump is not re-elected for another 4 years. So divisions and divisiveness within the progressive movement, they really need to take a pause, at least for the next few days, and make sure that we remove Trump from the White House and from governing for another 4 years. Well, we are going to be moving along today to a story that I just actually found out about yesterday from a good friend, Manny Gomez, who is a private investigator extraordinaire, an activist, an author, and star of the award-winning documentary, which all of you definitely need to see, Crime and Punishment. And he recently devised a piece of legislation that would create a new state oversight of police department and district attorneys offices throughout New York. So Manny and I were having a conversation yesterday, and he told me about a young American woman, Kalani Uehara, who has been wrongfully imprisoned as retribution for reporting sexual harassment of minors by military officials. And for those of you who've been listening to the Ask Beatty show for the last many, many years, you know that I have treated hundreds and hundreds of women and some men who were sexually abused and sexually harassed, during their lives. So let's find out a little bit about Kalani, and then I am going to introduce you to Kalani's mother, Lavina Ransom, and to Manny Gomez. So here is the story. Kalani is an all-American girl, straight-A student who had ambitions of becoming a United States Army military intelligence officer. So while participating in JROTC, succeeding and being all that she can be, this is the ROTC in high school, her commanding officers sexually harassed her and other young women, all who were minors. So Kalani, she had a lot of chutzpah, she had a lot of guts, she was intelligent enough to record, document, and report the sexual harassment to the authorities, but to no avail. She was assaulted, persecuted, and received death threats for exposing the student sex ring operating out of Albuquerque High School in New Mexico by the U.S. Army commanders. And listen to their names, everybody. Lieutenant Colonel Gary Gomez, no relation to Manny Gomez, and Sergeant James Poe. So nobody is listening to her. Nobody is listening to her complaints. But the story gets worse. The state police and the state attorney general, they used their influence, including the colonel and the sergeant, in an attempt to smear this young woman's record and reputation. And her JROTC commanders did everything humanly possible to use their influence to discredit this young woman. But you are not going to believe this. She ended up being incarcerated. I mean, amazing. And she went through a grand jury, and the grand jury cleared her of the false allegations. But the next day, when Kalani should have been released, the same federal prosecutor went to a secret grand jury without informing Kalani's public defender, and the federal prosecutor illegally duplicated two of the same charges that had been tossed out the previous day. And Kalani now sits in a prison. I mean, it's amazing. She wrongfully languishes in the Cibola Correctional Facility in Milan, New Mexico. And this prison has single-handedly shattered the record of the highest amount of new COVID-19 cases in the entire country in a prison facility. So, Manny Gomez, the private investigator extraordinaire, somehow got involved in the case. And Manny, I want to hear about that. And Lavina Ransom, the mom, I don't know, one mom to another, how you are both managing to deal with all of this that's going on right now. So let me start with you, Lavina. You're a mom. I mean, how are you dealing with this, and what is actually on a day-to-day basis going on with your daughter?
I'm sorry, I'm just speechless. To be completely frank, I don't know. I don't know how we're dealing with this. It's just pretty much, I just know I have to move forward and fight and save my daughter's life and fight for our lives as well, because we're all in danger.
Well, I mean, this is an unbelievable story. I mean, here is your daughter. She's sitting in a correctional facility. Here you are. Nobody quite knows what's going on. Manny, help us understand what happened, what the process is, and what's going to be happening and what the plan is moving forward.
Well, first of all, I want to say, Beattie, as always, thank you for having me on the show. And I want to thank Ms. Ransom for being on and everyone else out there to take the time to listen to this severe story of injustice. And we all need to come. This is a call to arms for everyone to help this girl. What happened was about 3 weeks ago, I got a knock on my door from a mother who drove all the way over 2,000 miles from New Mexico to come to my door to try to save her daughter's life. And I was in awe, total shock, that I opened the door and this mother is there. Okay. And when I heard the story and I started to look into it, I realized that this mother exhausted every legal means possible to the point of poverty to try to get her daughter proper representation in the state of New Mexico, and everything just failed. The good old boy system went into effect. So here's this young girl, straight A student, okay, an all-American girl who doesn't even have a parking ticket, has an immaculate, stellar record, who's intelligent, brilliant, beautiful young lady who is being all she can be, and just because she would not, and I hate to say it this way, spread her legs to the lieutenant colonel and to the sergeant and to be part of this sex ring where they were taking advantage of minors, that they turn around and demolish and destroy and ruin this girl's reputation. But even though that happened, Beanie, our system failed her. And I'll tell you how. The prosecutor presented a 37-page complaint against Kalani with every single allegation under the sun. They threw everything at this girl but the kitchen sink, and that's because they couldn't fit it in the complaint. And then the jury heard the prosecutor's witnesses. They heard the 37 pages, and the jury didn't believe them. They called the prosecutor a liar. They threw out all the allegations and cleared Kalani. Kalani was supposed to be released the next day, okay? And they knew that now they had a multi-million dollar lawsuit. They knew they had a multi-million dollar lawsuit.
What happened?
Well, the next day, secretly, the federal prosecutor went to a brand new grand jury and presented the same charges that were dismissed 20 hours earlier, not even 24 hours, but 20 hours earlier, and got her indicted with a different jury without her defense attorney or anyone knowing. So now the attorney walks into the court thinking she's going to be cleared and life is going to move forward for this young lady. Well, what happens is she comes in there and brings these new charges, which were the same, which is illegal. It is illegal to do that, but this federal prosecutor did this. And this is a standard practice that's happening across the United States. But now this mother has been forced into poverty. She comes to New York for my help because all her money she spent trying to defend her daughter. She comes to see me, and I'm helping her, realizing that this whole system over there is corrupt and that all the lawyers that her mother's went to have been friends with the prosecutors. So nothing's getting done. Every time Kalani goes in front of the judge, they stop her. They don't let her speak. They stifle her. They cut the mic off. They do not let this girl speak because all the evidence shows her innocent. And they keep adjourning.
Can I just ask you a question? I mean, I have to wonder, and you know, I don't know who her defense attorney is, but what kind of a lawyer does she have or did she have that would not ensure her safety and her protection legally under the law?
Well, you know what? It's funny you say that. She has a public defender. And I hate to say this, but you know what? The majority of the public defenders out there are not worth their weight in salt. They really are not. They are just pathetic. And this is why I'm right now set up a GoFundMe account called Justice for Kalani. And that's K-A-L-A-N-I. Again, that's Justice for Kalani, K-A-L-A-N-I. And I'm trying to get her proper legal representation. I'm going to get her, please excuse the epithet, but a kick-ass New York lawyer to go to New Mexico and kick these people's butts in court and say, we're not going to tolerate this. And now I've found two lawyers, but I'm trying to raise it because, you know, it's from New York to New Mexico, and I'm trying to raise $60,000 for this girl. I've gotten some money so far, and I'm just asking everyone out there to give a dollar, 50 cents, whatever you can, that can help me save this life. Because this is a problem with our system that goes from New York to New Mexico, from New Mexico to California. And this is why I wrote the Department of Civilian Justice, Petey. You know the bill. And
yes,
wrote it to help people to correct this type of injustice, so that a mother like Miss Ransom wouldn't have to drive 2,000 miles to hire a guy like me.
You, of course, has never lost a case, and anything that you are going to be involved in, I know your reputation, I know you and love you, so that, Lavina, you are in very good hands with Manny, but I'm wondering why this, up to this point, has not become a national story. I mean, this is a story that we should be hearing about on every TV network in the country.
We tried.
That people are going to be aware and then be able to figure out, you know, what we can all do to help.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to tell you something else that's crazy in this story. When Kalani made the allegations of the sex ring against Lieutenant Colonel, all right, of the new Albuquerque, New Mexico High School, his wife also made the same allegations. And out of depression from all this and of the abuse she was getting from her husband, she committed suicide.
Really?
And still, with this type of stuff, they still don't let this girl speak. Because the prosecutor knows that they violated her constitutional rights. They violated everything. You know, what kills me in this is that, you know, here's a system that we're supposed to all have faith in, okay? And, you know, this is America, you know. You should be able to get justice anywhere. This is not North Korea. It is disgusting, Beatty. It is totally appalling. It's revolting that this mom had to drive 2,000 miles to get justice. What is even more egregious is that the family had to be impoverished in an attempt to expose this cover-up. And all the evidence shows her being innocent, all of it. And
it certainly, you know, would I think seem clear to anybody. Now, what to do, Manny and Lavina, to make this a national story that people would really start to, you know, hear about and care about, so that you know we can get your daughter out of prison?
Well, I think everyone, and I'm respectfully requesting everyone out there, please go on to the GoFundMe page. It tells the story of Justice for Kalani. Again, that's K-A-L-A-N-I, Justice for Kalani, K-A-L-A-N-I. Go on GoFundMe. You'll see the story of what's going on, and you'll see her with pictures of her and the governor of New Mexico. This is a very well-respected young lady. And if everyone can post it up on their Facebooks, post it up on their Twitters, post it up on their social medias, so that we can get that justice for Kalani like I did for Justice for Junior in New York.
Do you not feel that, I mean, if this became a huge media story, that this would really help to focus attention on this atrocity, and that there would be a greater opportunity for something really positive to happen sooner than later?
Well, Beatty, I'll be honest with you. If there's anybody out there that's a journalist, and anybody out there that's hearing that can make this story go public, the evidence that I have proving her innocence, if we can expose it on that type of level, I guarantee you, like your name is Beatty Cohen, that they will dismiss this case because this prosecutor, that federal prosecutor, has a history of falsifying cases. And this is what I've learned. I mean, but the CBD, it's not just New Mexico. It's New York. It's all throughout the United States. And that's why I need people to come together. We need to say no more. I mean, all the women out there, we need to get behind this young lady, okay? All the men and women, because you know what? She is a perfect example of why we have the Me Too movement.
Exactly. Okay? Exactly. Lavina, let me ask you, do you speak to your daughter? Are you able to speak to her often, every day, every other day? How do the two of you communicate?
Well, I'm able to talk to her when they allow me to talk to her because she doesn't have the same rights as the other prisoners that are there.
And that is because, doesn't she have the same rights as the other prisoners?
She is constantly stalked, harassed, and threatened by inmates and by correctional officers. The United States Marshals came there to the prison a few weeks ago. They pulled her out of her cell, took her across the street to the ICE interrogation building, and just sat there with her for several hours in the room without even telling her why they were there. They claimed that they were there to process her and to ask her some questions. However, every time they said nothing. So they're just standing there or sitting there in this unbelievable aggressive manner, which is threatening her. So she's sitting there without any representation, without her attorney, with two U.S. Marshals. For what reason? And to state that they haven't processed her. They purposely put my daughter in the system under a false name. When this first occurred in 2014, we've been fighting for years. This didn't just happen. She just got incarcerated in June. But we have been fighting to have these child molesters arrested and prosecuted since 2015. So while they
have the problem here, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. So while they had her there, they transported her back to her prison cell, and they came and got her three times. And their final words were, "We'll be back." She's listed in the system under a fictitious name. So when I obviously went to reporters, they would come back and say, "We can't find her. Isn't her name Kalani? We cannot find a Kalani Urohare in the system." Well, the FBI, the U.S. attorney, purposely put her name in fictitiously so that you or any other agency wouldn't be unable to locate her easily. And there have been people that have tried to intervene while she's been there that have reached out to me personally and advised me of the abuse that is occurring to my daughter in there. These are employees that were terrified of what was happening to her, and they wanted to help. So they put their job on the line, and they called me, and they let her speak to me on their personal cell phone to tell me what was really happening to her in there. There was a time where
the Attorney General of the United States, has there been any way to be able to access that office? And Manny, if anybody can pull this off, it would be you.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. The problem is that, again, this has gotten so high up in this cover-up because, remember, Kalani was also the intern for the governor of New Mexico. If you go on the GoFundMe page, you'll see her pictures on there with the governor embracing
her. I've seen them, yes. Okay.
And a general as well, a star general. The problem is that the influence of these people have been so powerful that if they've done everything to make this big cover-up. Now her name is currently listed in the system, but what her mother said was correct. That's exactly what did happen. And the fact is that that's why I'm trying to bring this national attention to what's going on. Because the one thing they don't want is they don't want to have the media there. They don't want everybody seeing that, oh, my God, there is no evidence against this girl. The fact is, Kalani should not be sitting there right now because this whole thing was thrown out by a grand jury. And in America, if the grand jury does not indict you, you have no case. But that's the problem.
We're dealing with a predatory pedophile with powerful friends. And apparently Jeffrey Epstein was not the only wealthy and well-connected, politically protected pedophile in New Mexico.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. But, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking that, you know, certainly I do, and I know that you do as well, Matt. I mean, we have a lot of contacts in the media. I think that we need to reach out and, you know, call, send some press releases, and surely somebody, and certainly somebody that we know in news, in national news, would be interested in picking up on this story and at least, you know, looking into it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I've been sending it out to all my contacts, and I'm hoping, you know, because right now everybody is so concerned about the election, but right. The fact of the matter is, you know, there's other things going on other than Donald Trump and Joe Biden. There's innocent victims being brutalized.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I'm getting, and Kalani, she's just one of many women that I help throughout the United States, you know. This
right.
is the problem. You know, this is a systemic failure in our system, and this woman has been failed. But I will tell you, in front of the nation now, as my name is Manuel Gomez, I will not stop until this woman has freedom. I only represent the innocent. This woman is innocent, and I'm going to put it on the line, and I'm going to go toe-to-toe with New Mexico, and I'm doing that now because I want them to know that you want to know something? I am a United States Army officer, and I will not tolerate this type of behavior in my military, in my country, or in our Board of Education. And I will do everything humanly possible to my last breath to free this woman. And I call everybody out there. This is a call to action on all women, because you know what? Kalani could be your daughter.
No, exactly. And Lavina, how is your daughter, if we're talking mental health, how is she managing to keep it together? And one of the things that I was thinking, I don't know whether it would be possible or not, she could call me. I mean, I'm really happy to talk with her. I have patients who are in, you know, constant crisis who I actually talk to every day. And I mean, if there was a way that we could arrange for her to reach out to me or for me to reach out to her to at least have, you know, another kind of a connection, I mean, I would do that in a moment. Do you think that we could figure something out?
Yes, absolutely. You know, one of the things that they hate right now about my daughter, besides the fact that she refused to have sex with anyone, firstly, because she's a virgin, but she refused to have sex with these grown men, these U.S. Army commanders. She recorded them. She was in training to become an intelligence officer. So when she seen that these authorities and administrators were not going to protect her, and they threatened me and her brothers, they even threatened the congresswoman's career. They told her if she continued to ask for help, they were going to ruin her election. And that's what military intelligence officers are trained to do. Kalani has met the Attorney General of New Mexico through that commander, had breakfast, lunch, and dinner with him and his family. So she knew what the commanders were telling her was true. No one was going to help her. So she decided to help herself and protect her family. We have thousands of hours of recordings. Now, the thing that they hate about her, in addition to that, the reason why they're trying to arrest me, I don't know if Manny told you, I'm sorry I'm getting off topic, but they have ruined our entire family. They've taken my daughter away. They also arrested me on false charges that were just recently thrown out of court.
What kind of false charges? How could you possibly have been arrested, and for what?
Exactly. The morning that 50 officers stormed and raided our home, they arrested me for, quote, vehicle embezzlement. They claimed that I stole a vehicle. I was in a dispute with a car dealership, a civil dispute. They took that dispute and turned it into a felony at 6 a.m. the same time they came to arrest my daughter. However, I was unable to even be booked on it because it wasn't signed by a judge, and I had to wait 6 hours to even be booked. However, afterwards, of course, it was dropped because it was something they created at 6 a.m. in the morning to have me removed from my home, so I couldn't see what they were doing in my home and what they were doing to my daughter and my sons. So not only did they harass and threaten us for years, arrested Kalani on fictitious, fake, malicious, egregious charges, they also did such to me in conjunction with Albuquerque Police Department. Those charges were dropped in state court, citing that there was no evidence for the arrest to begin with.
Okay.
Kalani and I are very spiritual people. That is how she's holding on. She's holding on to her faith, and she's holding on with her bearings that she was blessed with.
Ms. Ransom
left out a very important detail. The people that came into our house and stormed our house were the FBI. Let me get that straight for everybody. It was the FBI. They came in there to take this girl's cell phone and computer and to try to find anything they could find on this girl, okay? And then here's something even more egregious that I just got yesterday, okay? I was going through all the recordings. Do you know that her son captured on recording the FBI jokingly making jokes about wanting to shoot him because he's a kid of color? Do you understand that? Do you see? This was caught on audio, and I have that. And I'm going to be playing that on the Radical Imagination Show with Jim Bedros. All right?
Good.
That's recording, okay?
Good.
But this is the type of disgustingness, the appalling, duplicitous, unethical stuff that's going on in this case, and this is why I'm up in arms. So I'm not just fighting New Mexico. I'm fighting the FBI. I'm fighting the federal prosecutor. And everyone else should stand up and say, hey, we're not going to tolerate this. I ask everyone, this case is a call to arms for all women. We just remember that big sex abuser. What was his name for the movie producer? What was his name?
Jeffrey Epstein? Are you talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
No, the other one. The one that... Was it Harvey
Weinstein? Roger Ailes from...
I think it was Harvey Weinstein. He was
Harvey Weinstein, right.
He was sexually harassing all the movie stars and wannabe actresses. All right? This is more egregious than that. Okay? And this is why I need everyone to please go on GoFundMe. Post up this girl's picture. We have to let it known that this life will not be destroyed. We are not going to tolerate this because an injustice against one woman is an injustice against all women. All right?
Is exactly. Manny, but what is the next step? I mean, here she is. She's sitting in prison, not knowing from one day to the next what's going to be happening. Is there going to be another hearing? I mean, are there any plans in place?
Well, she was supposed to be released.
They're supposed to have been released. The problem is that the prosecutor keeps doing everything humanly possible, making false allegations. She even went to the point to tell the judge, Your Honor, she's a threat to society. She doesn't even have a high school diploma. And I have this on recording. And then I said, this lady is out of her mind. She's a straight-A student,
right.
And I have her high school diploma. I'm like, she'll lie about anything because she knows that there is a multi-million-dollar suit for the corruption, and it exposes the federal prosecutors all the way up to the state attorney general. They do not want Kalani out because she is Pandora's box, and that's why they don't want it opened, and they're doing everything humanly possible to stifle. If they could take her out back in the woods and drop her in a hole, trust me, they already would have done that. Okay? And now they did drop her in a hole. They dropped her in a living hell, in the most vile prison, virus-infected prison across the United States, is Cibola. That place is number one for the virus. People are dying there for lack of medical attention. People, we need to come together on this. We need to all come together. All women out there, please hear me. Hear my plea. I humbly beseech all of you. There is nothing more powerful than an angry mother. Every mother across the United States should be angry over this. Please, this one injustice is an injustice against all women. This is the 21st
century. Let me ask you this. I mean, if you have a lot of contacts with the ACLU, is it a question of needing to find a top lawyer, defense attorney, who would be willing to take this case, at least for now, pro bono?
Well, if I could find one like that, I would tell you I would be at their debt and willing to offer my services to them for nothing. The problem is I've been trying to find that. This is New Mexico. So to get a lawyer to go from here to over there, I got a better chance of winning the lotto and the Powerball at the same time. Okay? So that's why we're trying to do this fundraiser, and we're just asking everyone, donate a dollar. Go on, you know, Justice for Kalani and GoFundMe. Donate a dollar, everyone, because then we would be able to pay the $60,000 needed for a New York lawyer to go there and set this straight. And I'm going to go with them. I'm going to go there, present the evidence, and I'm going to go toe-to-toe with the state because this is the very fabric.
I mean, surely, let me ask you this. I mean, are you saying, Manny, I mean, you've got, you know, years and years of experience dealing with lawyers and the legal system. Are you, to this point, we wouldn't be able to find a top New York lawyer who would care enough about this girl, about this issue, to say, hey, you know, forget the fee right now. I'm committed to trying to do what's right for this young woman. I mean, surely there needs to be somebody here in New York who would be willing to do the right thing.
Well, I'm trying to find that someone, but I'm not going to lie to you, BD. It is hard. It's hard in this environment, and a lot of them, you know, even though they might be good lawyers, the bottom line is, you know, it's
the
money.
They want the money.
They want the money, and that's the problem. And that's the bottom line. You know, I've been paid with a chicken. I've been paid with oatmeal. I've been paid on some of my cases that little, you know, and I know it sounds kind of funny, but it's the truth. And you know what? And, you know, unfortunately, I can't get lawyers to do what I do for what I get paid for doing, you know. And the bottom line is this kind of case, it needs what you said. It needs a top lawyer. It needs a lawyer who's going to have heart and is not going to be part of the good old boy system. This mother has went to all the lawyers and the legal defenders over there, and she's got nothing. Because, you know, Albuquerque, New Mexico, you got to remember something. This is not a New York City. This is a place that, you know, is a third of the city, and all these people know each other. It's a good old boy system. And you have this young, beautiful girl, this young, intelligent young woman who is rocking the system, and a woman of color, you know. And the thing is, she's Native American Indian and Hawaiian. So it's even more worse that here we are screwing over another one of our true Americans.
Right.
I mean, it just blows my mind. And every time I turn and I listen to one of the hearings that they have for her, this prosecutor does not present evidence. You know, I have the one-page allegation she made. One page. That's it. And they're accusing her of making a phone call that was out of state. And you want to know something? The wife who committed suicide put on the police record that it's not Kalani, that it was her husband making those calls to try to get her to move out of her house so he can divorce her and have the house for his own sex den. This is on a police report, and I have that police report. And I'm going to be showing that on the Radical Imagination, that report. I mean, it is disgusting. But I'm not
the whole case is disgusting. The whole, you know, it's hard to believe. I was going to say, you know, hard to believe that this is going on in America, but I no longer say things like that because what goes on in this country in all kinds of ways is hard to believe. But I, you know, for me as the you know, and like yourself, Manny, the eternal problem solver, you know, I'm sitting here in front of my mic and my office, since I haven't been to the Progressive Radio Network studio since March because of the virus, and thinking what to do concretely now. I mean, if is she just going to sit there in prison until a lawyer who has a big heart can somehow find his or her way to New Mexico to find a way to get her out? I mean,
well,
this girl could
I'm going to answer that question. That's a very good question, Beattie. And let me tell you something. I want everybody out there to go get a pen and paper. Everybody who's listening on the show now, go get a pen and paper. Because if you're out there and you can help Kalani, my number is 347-867-6242. Again, everybody, my number is 347-867-6242. If there's a lawyer listening or somebody that knows a lawyer, you can download this Speak to Beattie show. Please let them hear this. Call me so we can help this girl. Because Beattie just asked me what's going to happen next. And I'm going to tell you, Beattie, that's a brilliant question because the answer is that. What's going to happen is they're going to hold her there. They're going to make her suffer there until they try to make this girl plead guilty to something that she's not guilty of.
Right.
And to the point where they keep her there. And this is why our country is based on a 95% plea deal system. We have over 25% of the people in the judicial system are innocent and are taking pleas because we reward our prosecutors on how many convictions they get rather than on the performance. And this is the problem. So, again, everybody out there, if you know somebody, if you know a lawyer, if you know another reporter, my number is 347-867-6242. 347-867-6242. Help me help Kalani. Help me send a message so that by winning this case for Kalani, we send a message that no woman is going to tolerate this in our country. No one.
And my commitment to both of you is, you know, when the show is over in a few moments, I have a couple of lawyer friends, divorce attorneys who are very high-profile divorce attorneys here in New York City, and I would think that, you know, we would be able to at least begin to explore possibilities, because as we know, it's who you know, okay?
It's who you know and what you can pay for, unfortunately. But you know what?
Exactly. And Lavina, I mean, I really would love to be able to, you know, emotionally support your daughter in any way, and you have my telephone number, my cell number.
Yes.
And it would be wonderful. As I said, I have a couple of patients who I speak to every single day to try to help them from not killing themselves, basically. And I would love to be able to talk to her and be there as someone
you.
Who in some small way would be able to help her get through her days until she's released.
We appreciate that, and we do need that. We all need this help. It has been very difficult for our entire family. As, like I said, they stormed our house twice. We were evicted because of the police activity there from the FBI. We've been living in our car. We drove all the way here in the end of July.
How did you find Manny Gomez? I am so curious about that. I mean, Manny is very well known in the country, but how in the world did you discover Manny Gomez?
You know, for the years that we've been fighting this case and trying to get them prosecuted, and when the FBI advised me, the previous team advised me what the U.S. attorney was trying to do, they refused to do it. So they told us that they were going to get fired or transferred out, and a new team was coming in. When that new team came in and said to us, either you guys take the plea or we're going to charge your 12-year-old son and we'll say he sent the threats. We'll charge your 22-year-old autistic son. We'll say he sent the threats. I realized right then and there that we needed help. And all I did was research. And all Kalani did was research. And all we did was research.
Well, you
and
got
that's
the
how
best.
I found Manny. That's
you
how I found him.
Succeeded in getting the best. Listen, the time is going. I hardly believe that an hour has come and gone. I mean, we could continue the conversation. And Lavina, I want you to keep in touch with me, okay? We'll talk. And Manny, you and I will continue to talk. And as I said, I'm going to reach out to some people that I know and try and get the media involved, the national media involved in this. And we've got to do everything we can do to get your daughter released. And I want to thank you both so much, Lavina and Manny Gomez, you know, for talking with me on the show. This is much more than just a show, you two. You know that. And we'll be in touch and to be continued, okay?
Thank you. And I'm going to do everything possible to make sure we can get Kalani on the show so that the nation could hear her and have you interview her. So we're going to do everything to do that.
That would be wonderful. That would really be great. And I would love to be there to support her, you know, in whatever ways that I possibly can. So listen,
I'm gonna make that
to be continued, thank you again. And it's a story that really is hard to believe, and yet we need to do everything possible to get it out. And we will.
Thank
well,
you.
Everybody,
everyone
I
help
want
Kalani.
To thank you so much, my loyal audience, for listening every single week to the Ask BD show. And if any of you know high-profile lawyers, if there's anything that you can possibly do to help, to contribute to helping to free Kalani, you can always reach me at the Progressive Radio Network studio.